Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because this is, well, Galganov.com on the internet. This is radio Galganov.com on the internet where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC. There's just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. And, well, it's a gorgeous day today. It's going to be probably 100 degrees here, but I have nothing to do. I don't have to hay the fields. I don't have to bale anything. I don't have to rake anything. I don't have to ted anything. I don't, thank God, I don't have to pick anything up because those bales are plenty heavy. I wrote about Jim Jordan today. He's the congressman from Ohio who's on the news a lot. Well, at least he's on Fox News a lot. I don't know how much he's on CNN or MSNBC or any of the others. Jim Jordan is leading the fight for truth and justice. It's like he's Superman without the cape, as I wrote in the editorial. It's remarkable how much he's shaking the establishment to the very core, and he's taking them all on. He's taking on the FBI. He's taking on the Justice Department. He's taking on the Democrats. He's taking on, indirectly, the rhinos. He's taking them all on. He wants to know the truth. He wants to know who started this scurrilous claim that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians, and he wants to know where this dossier came from. He wants to know how far the FBI has had their hands into the campaign of a legitimate candidate and a legitimate party before the campaign even began, or during the campaign, now after the campaign. He wants to know who knew who paid for what. He wants to know how come Rosenstein, for example, the deputy attorney general, who seems to be leading everything as if he is the attorney general, he wants to know how he was able to sign the subpoenas to get the secret, I don't even know how to describe it, all that secret information, how they can wiretap the candidate, in this case, candidate Donald Trump, how they can wiretap his office, how they can go after the people who were representing him, who were helping in his campaign. He wants to know how did Rosenstein sign the FISA warrants? He wants to know this. And no one's saying anything. Don't you think the people have the right to know as well? Don't you think Jim Jordan has the right? He's the head of the Freedom Caucus. He's certainly way up there in terms of the Republican House. He has a right to know. Everyone, listen, no one voted for Rosenstein. No one voted for the head of the FBI. But they did vote for the members of Congress. They voted for their House members. They voted for their Senate members. And the House has every right to know. I mean, the Justice Department and the FBI answer to the committees of the House. And Jim Jordan wants to know why all of these people are not answering the questions. Why are they withholding really important evidence? Who are they protecting? What national secrets are going to be revealed if the House discovers who's the one who started this fake dossier? And who are the people who ran with it and who lied? Who lied to Congress, the House, the Senate? Who lied to the people of the United States of America? And for his troubles, well, Jim Jordan is getting the liberal treatment. He's getting all of these accusations that he was somehow 20 years ago involved in sexual improprieties to his wrestling team. It's remarkable. It's unbelievable. And Jim Jordan's hanging in there tough. And I think that it's not just the Democrats. It's not just the hard left. I also think it's the rhinos. The last thing they want is Jim Jordan to become the Speaker of the House. Once that happens, well, it's a whole new house, a whole new deal, and a whole new world. I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com. As I said before, no CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And I look forward to the next broadcast. And until then, have a great, great day. Hell, we ain't gonna-